I heard your response to question 315, yet have some basic questions and inquiries regarding Reiki that weren't addressed. As a Reiki level 2 practitioner, I receive a lot of skepticism from others claiming that some of the following are not conforming with Orthodox religious standards. Being that I do Reiki, there are a few things that might be problematic which need clarification. Reiki involves the attunement process, which is a sacred ceremony passed down from Reiki master to student, like a Masorah Lahavdil. The Reiki master might wave his or her hand around the person, chant certain words, print the Reiki symbols on one's hand, blow the symbols into one's head. What about using a pendulum to check chakras? How about distant absentee healings? Anonymous in Brooklyn. Okay, from what you're writing to me, I obviously have been to a certain degree misled, because the information I had from someone who practices Reiki didn't include any of these things. And if there are sacred words to say and chant and print symbols, one has to be very careful that these don't have their foundation in Avodah Zarah or Chukos HaGoyim, and therefore this needs clarification, which I can't give. And until it's clarified and until I know more information about this, whatever I said about the permissibility of Reiki in the past, I rescind.